Chapter 30. Soft clouds shrouded the dawn, lending the new day a pearl-like sheen. The Tabura sat in the orchard, completely at one with his surroundings. Not a leaf or a blade of grass stirred. It was as if the earth lay still, enjoying the brief peaceful moment before the morning bustle of abbey life. A young robin landed in the folds of the badger's homespun garment. He sat motionless, watching the little bird. At the sound of approaching voices, the robin flew off into the trees. At his bidding, the badger maid Selixa had brought Gorath, Abbot Dorcas, Loglog Osbill, Skipper Roach, Barbola, Formal Berth, and Benjo Tips. They seated themselves round and about the upturned barrow, which the old badger was using as a chair. Friar Chandras and two helpers trundled up, pushing a trolley laden with breakfast food. The Tabura declined a bowl of honeyed oatmeal, nodding at the trolley.
None for me just yet, thank you. I will eat after I have spoken. But please, do not let me stop you from breaking your fast, friends. Everything looks so delicious. I hope you will save me a little.
When every beast was served, the Tabura gave voice to his thoughts.
Gorath, let us face your problem first. It is right and just that the murderer of your kinbeast should pay for his crimes. Therefore, you must pursue this fox. I know by the vow you made to yourself that you will seek him right to Hellgates if need be. But, my young friend, it is not the fox that you must worry about. It is yourself that you must fear. Aye, fear, I say, for your own blood wrath may be the death of you. Go now, but before you do, grant me just one wish.
The young badger took his pitchfork, the frown creasing his brow, making the vivid red scar look even more like a flickering flame. Gorath was frankly puzzled.
Tabura, I am bound in honour to obey one so wise. What is your wish?
The old badger turned his gaze on the slender badger maid.
That if Selixa so desires, you will allow her to go with you, to stay by your side and accompany you.
Gorath was lost for words. All he could say was,
But why?
The Tabura was still staring at Selixa.
Would you go with Gorath if I asked you to do so?
The badger maid went to stand at Gorath's side. She replied without hesitation, calmly.
I will go with him because we both wish it.
The Tabura smiled at them both for a moment, then closed his eyes.
Go then, and may the fates be kind to you. With the Father Abbot's permission, I will be staying here, now that Redwall has lost its healer.
Abbot Dorcas took the two young badgers' paws.
You must bow to your Tabura's wisdom. Friar Chandras, will you see that they are provided with supplies? Alas, your stay at our abbey has been all too brief. We wish you well. Be kind to one another. Remember, friendship is the greatest gift one creature can offer to another.
With the friar following them, they departed without another word. The Tabura only opened his eyes after they had gone. There was a moment's silence. Then Skipper shook his head in amazement.
Gorath's a fine young badger, all right. But he's a bloodwrath warrior and a dangerous beast to be around. I tell you, I wouldn't allow any daughter of mine to go off on the loose with one like him. Why did you let your daughter go, Tabura?